Over the past year, Florida has made significant progress in getting our economy back on track. We balanced a budget without raising taxes. In fact, we gave businesses and families a tax cut. We began reviewing and eliminating hundreds of unnecessary rules and regulations that have hamstrung business owners in Florida. We scaled back the size of state government and created a business environment in Florida that has allowed us to create 87,200 private sector jobs since January. And with the help of the legislature, we also passed landmark education reform that put students first, eliminated tenure, and laid out a path to pay effective teachers as professionals. We're off to a great start, and there's a lot more work to be done. Starting tomorrow and continuing over the next few weeks, I will be rolling out my legislative agenda for the 2012 session. The proposals you will see reflect my three most important jobs as governor: getting our residents back to work by growing quality jobs in the private sector, keeping the cost of living low for all Floridians, and building a world-class education system through continued improvement in our K-12 and higher education institutions. These ideas are based on the countless stories I received from Floridians who have contacted my office and from the personal conversations I've had while traveling the state over the past year. I look forward to continuing the discussion on how to make Florida the best state in the country to do business and the leader in private sector job creation. I want to hear from you, so please continue sending in your thoughts and ideas. If you like, you may email me at rick.scott@eog.myflorida.com or contact me through our website at flgov.com. Florida is headed in the right direction, and as your governor, I promise to continue to work hard every day to ensure that our state can lead the nation in job creation and create the economic prosperity that we owe to the next generation of Floridians.